Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Curious Duo podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, we just want to say thank you for listening. We have seen so much love ever since we started doing this podcast. We thank you guys for the feedback, for listening, for sharing to your friends, and for actually being here with us. We're so grateful for that. And don't go away, because there's more to come. Yeah, so this is December, right?
It is.
Yes, it is December. January to December, it's not easy. And usually December, it's that time where most people like to sit down and reflect on how the year was. And sometimes you get to find yourself in a situation, yokuvuga ngo, hey, okay, umwaka urashize, what have I done? So on today's episode, we're going to talk about how you can stay sane during the holiday season, especially since sometimes it can be hard with everyone going back and looking at their goals, what they have achieved, and where they are compared to where they were when they began. So we just want to give you some tips and how you can stay sane basically during the month of December.
Yes, and we believe that this is a good conversation to have, right?
Yes,
because this period can drive you crazy, you know.
It can be a lot,
and you look back, as you said, you look back and you realize, I'm nowhere where I'm supposed to be compared to what I've said in January.
Yeah.
Or it's just too much.
Yes.
This period can be too much.
It's just 30 days, but sometimes it feels like it's 6 months.
Yeah, and like there's everything on TV is telling you, do this. Everyone is telling you, do this. Everywhere is decorated.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, you're under pressure to do something you don't even know.
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're supposed to do, but you have that little pressure do something.
You're like, I know I'm supposed to be doing something, mm-hmm. but like, I don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're here to have this conversation, and we like to repeat this all the time. We are not experts.
Nope.
But we like to share what we know, and yes, please share with us as well as you've been doing so far. Mm-hmm. Keep sharing with us what you think. So we'll be sharing a few things, and the first thing we want to share with you that will help you stay sane during this season is that your year is not just about the goals you set in January.
True. Yeah.
You know, there's this little video that's going around IG.
Really? Which one?
You know, people writing down their goals for the year, and it starts with saving $10,000.
Oh yeah.
And then the person removes the 3 zeros.
Yes. Like buying a new phone.
And then you just add phone case, you know?
That's actually good.
And it's true, because part of this pressure is to pressure you into setting goals.
Yes.
At the beginning of every year. And most of us and most of you who are listening to this episode, maybe you've set goals. Mm-hmm. And these goals, maybe you achieve them.
Mm-hmm.
Good
for you.
We clap for you. But most of us, we haven't achieved all of them.
Manuel, don't go there, please.
And we've survived 1 month in the gym.
Yes.
Yeah. That subscription went to waste.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but your year is more than the goals you've set in January. Because these goals are generally ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I want to save XYZ amount of money. I want to buy a plot. I want to work out 5 times a week. And everything you've put down. And those are really ambitious goals, right?
Yeah.
But if you haven't achieved them, it doesn't mean that your year was wasted.
Yes.
Because if you fit your entire year into the goals you've set, you're missing a whole lot of things you've achieved.
Yeah.
So look at what you achieved that you didn't plan for. Look at the skills you've learned.
Yes.
Look at the connections you've made.
True.
Look at the good decisions you made for your life.
Yeah.
Look at how you learned maybe to listen to yourself, something you didn't know year before.
Sorry to cut you short. Mm-hmm. It just reminded me. It's also something I read on IG. When we say achievement, it has more to do with the tangible things.
Yeah.
I bought a plot. Mm-hmm. I have XYZ. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what if something, if you just stabilize the whole rhythm, mm-hmm. and you managed to regulate your emotions,
mm-hmm.
like your mental health was at its best this year,
Yeah.
you know? So it's not just, I mean, akenshi to bifata nkaho it's ni ibintu bifatika nyine kandi a person ashobora kukubona agatavuga ati, oh, the so and so achieved this, you mm-hmm. know?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes even staying sane, waking mm-hmm. up and actually mm-hmm. being mm-hmm. present, you know, it's not just even to be fatigued.
Yeah. It's really good. And so as you look back, we're not saying it's totally fine if you plan for things and don't do them.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. definitely if you plan for something, put your effort, your energy, your time, your resources into achieving that. But there are a lot of things that we achieve that we don't consider because we didn't write them down somewhere.
Yes. Mm.
So in this season, as you look back, look out for those things as well.
Yeah.
Because it will help you to be proud of yourself.
Yes.
And, you know, pat your back and give you even more confidence that those things you can actually achieve them.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. Another thing that you can do, we can do to stay sane during the holiday season is to practice gratitude. I think this is in relation to what you were just saying before, because yes, I wanted to achieve this. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have ibintu byose, but what if me being here at the end of the year is also enough? You know, mm-hmm. It is an achievement. We easily get caught up. Sorry. Like we can be caught up in actually focusing on kind of most of the time e pressure in our hands.
Yep.
Uri kureba ku bandi kuvuga ati mana yanjye. My mates, they have cars, I still do not have a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
God. Nyine bigatuma utareba mu byukuri ibiri mu buzima bwawe that you're thankful for.
Yeah.
So let's actually be intentional and
counting our blessings.
Yes, we count mm-hmm. our blessings. Ugeti, I'm here. I have a job to go to.
Mm-hmm.
We all know how hard it is to have a job during these days. I have a job to go to. My family's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I am healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And ibyo nubirebaho cyane, like it's gonna bizatuma udatekereza ku by'abandi, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, so like when you practice gratitude for the things you have so far, kuko bituma nawe ubwawe uba stressed.
Yeah.
So let's be thankful for the things, for the blessings that for the things that we have that no one else knows about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And just to emphasize a little bit more on what you're saying, blessings can be tangible things.
Yes.
But the greatest blessings really are people.
Mm.
You know, the people in your life, your family, your relatives, your friends, your colleagues. Really, when you count blessings, remember to count people, because
yeah,
they are blessings as well. So
I feel like this one thing I'm grateful for, and at least that has carried me throughout this year, mm-hmm. Is the people in my life. Mm-hmm. The people in my life, honestly, like, they really carried me. And sometimes, yes, I wanted to do ABC, but I feel like the relationships I have, yeah. I've had this year, like, they're more, like, they're deeper and, mm-hmm. like, they're intentional. And that is something I'm so grateful mm-hmm. for. So let's be grateful during this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. The other thing that happens during this season, and honestly, it's my least favorite. Okay, this one always tells me that my social battery tends to run down more often than usual. But here's the thing, guys. This period, there's a lot of gatherings, you know?
Yes.
Family gatherings, end of year parties at work, friends parties. There's
I'm a trip, and
it's good, you know, like, it's good to meet people and interact and have that human interaction. Stop looking at me like that. But the thing with people, especially us Rwandans, mm-hmm. we like to invade other people's private lives.
Boundaries as well. Foreign.
And before you know it, they start asking you about things that in your mind, they're not entitled to ask you.
Yeah.
They start commenting things. They start commenting your body. They start commenting your life. They start commenting your career. They start commenting your academic, everything. And it can be annoying.
It is annoying,
actually. Yes. So one of the tips that can help you to stay sane in those gatherings, and let's be honest, some of the questions or comments they make, you see them coming, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of know this kind of people might ask you that kind of question.
Yeah.
And they will ask you maybe, eh, kuna muntu uratwereka nka fiance,
mana.
They will tell you, eh, so and so, wumvise ko yabaye promoted ku kazi, harya wowe bimeze bite, you're still the same position. You know that kind of thing they make. And I remember when I first gave birth to my daughter, I gained weight, mm-hmm. a lot of it. And people made such comments, oh my god.
Aww, that's bad.
Yeah, it is not good. Because that thing you're commenting on someone's life, mm-hmm. trust me, they already know.
Yes.
They already know.
Yeah.
So, and the one thing that I wished I knew then is to have a ready answer for such situations.
Yeah.
So as you go into those gatherings, you will know some will ask you about that plot you said you'll buy, mm-hmm. they'll ask you, they'll tell you, they'll compare you to other people, they'll comment on your weight, they'll comment on all those different things in your life. Mm. The one thing that helps is to have an answer ready for that.
Yes. You know?
Some are gifted to think on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Some others, like me,
we take time.
We take time.
Yes.
So if you're like us, have an answer ready, you know, like, don't mumble when people are attacking you like that. And by having an answer ready, don't find an answer that puts you on the defensive.
Yeah.
It is your life. Mm-hmm. You're doing everything you can to have a good life.
True.
So that person coming to comment on your life in a negative way, first of all, they don't have those rights to do those things, to say those things to you. Mm. So have an answer that says, thanks but no thanks, you know.
Wow.
Something like that.
That's smart.
And be confident about it, because you having an answer ready will give you a little bit more confidence when you're engaging in such conversations.
It actually even makes them okay, I don't know if this sounds bad, but uitumucho chechesh. Nyine, if you have that answer, they're like, okay,
yeah,
you know, and they actually like, this yeah. is not, this yeah. is, this was not my place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Which leads me to the most important one. Set boundaries and know when to walk away from a conversation. It is a gathering. Okay, it's not a gathering. You know, during this time, people tend to meet abantu benshi nyine amafete, which is a really good thing. But sometimes you may be having a conversation and people start, okay, maybe it's not the right word, but they start attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, say, mademoiselle, how? Where is your significant other? Where is your PhD? Are you going to apply for that PhD? Did you finally apply for that PhD? Mm-hmm. Or for
do
that
you know
job?
What you're gonna do with your life?
Do you know what you're gonna do? Like, what are your plans in the next year since this one is mm-hmm. over? You know, like, set boundaries. Setting boundaries most of the time tend to see it as a disrespectful thing, mm-hmm. and honestly, no. Ushobora kuba muri having this conversation and can be like, sorry, but you know, I don't have a comment, I don't have anything to say, because mm-hmm. not saying anything is also an answer.
Exactly.
Yes. So politely walk away.
And you can even say, I'm not comfortable having this conversation right now.
Yeah, by the way, yes.
It is okay to say that.
Set boundaries, because boundaries is one way to stand up for yourself, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you say that boundary, ukumva ntabwo I'm not comfortable having this conversation with you, these people, when they are not even close to me, yes, I don't see why I should be telling you about this. Ariko ubutaha, like, it puts you in a position yo kuvuga ati, I'm going to these people, but I am okay, ahondi mu buzima, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's stop inventing people with these questions that they don't have answers for. I understand it can be a conversation starter, but let's not go in deep. And twese hano turabiza ukuntu we can like to go deeper. Let's stay on the surface, you know.
Yeah, let's stay on the surface. And if somebody is taking you to a place where you're not comfortable, it is okay to walk away from a conversation. It is okay. And you can walk away in a very respectful manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And respectful is what we advise.
Yes.
And if you feel like you are nearing that age, mm-hmm. where you're about to low-key lose it, just walk away.
Yeah,
it's totally fine.
You would rather walk away kugira ngo usubize umuntu umusubize nabi.
Yeah,
you know, kuko akenshi those questions are triggering.
Mm-hmm.
Always triggering, like, ese wowe ntabwo ubona abantu bo kwa kanaka doing so and so.
Yeah,
what is your problem?
Yeah,
so like, walk gently, walk away.
Yeah,
and most of the times, it can be your peers or even abantu bakuruta. Niba ubona uzi ko umuntu mukuru ashobora kubaza icyo kibazo, rwose umusuhuze, ariko go umusuhuze and go, you know.
yeah. And lastly, guys, this month,
mm-hmm.
is full of traps.
Mm-hmm.
Full of financial traps.
Financial traps.
Make a budget for this season and stick to it.
The key word is stick to it.
Yeah. Because remember, after December comes January.
Yeah.
And you're still using that salary ka December. That's the salary you still have.
Nyuza tegesha moto.
Uh-huh. Nyuza gura fuel if you have a car. Nyuza gura airtime. Should we continue the list?
No. Let's tukaturekera.
So make a budget, and you can be a little bit generous to yourself as opposed to other months, because again, it's the holiday season.
Mm.
But be realistic.
Yes.
So if you make 200k, don't make a budget of 300k. And don't even make 199k.
No.
Be realistic. Make your budget. and allow yourself to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
But responsibly.
Responsibly?
Yes. You know that advert that says, drink responsibly? Spend responsibly.
Yes. Kubera yuko, during this time, abantu benshi, like nama fete, yes, gifts, yes, give gifts. Ariko bibuke yuko mu kwa mbere uzafite indi minsi 30. Kandi, have you noticed?
Kwambere kuratinda.
Yawe, ukwambere kumara nk'amezi 5, literally.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's about it, guys.
Yeah.
We hope you like this episode and give us tips on how to stay sane during this holiday season.
Bye.
If you reached this far, thank you for listening. We'd be happy to engage with you and know your thoughts about this topic. Be sure to share your thoughts and ideas through our Instagram page at The Curious Duo. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast so that you don't miss our next episode. See you next time.